Hi.
Good afternoon. My name is Colin from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I quickly log
what?
In on
what in the
Metropole, please?
Yep.
Okay. All right, sir. Now,
what's
for
the
qualification
survey?
Purposes. This survey is about, a little bit of everything, politics, and schools in the area and issues about schools.
Okay. What organization are you?
It's called National Opinion Surveys, okay? But it's called Metro Research, the company.
Are you guys affiliated with anyone or just on your own independent?
Independent, sir.
All right.
All right. Always, first of all, in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone, I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
All right,
sir, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay. All right, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50,
100%.
Or will not vote? All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
I am 19.
Okay, thank you. All right, and just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. All right, thinking about the direction, the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
And neutral.
Okay, I have just very satisfied, just satisfied, or dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
I guess dissatisfied.
Okay. Dissatisfied. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Joe Biden. From 0 to 100.
We'll say 15.
15?
Yep.
Okay, well, public charter schools.
Public what school?
Charter schools.
Like the boarding schools you mean, or like?
Well, they have, they have the public schools, and then they have the public charter schools.
We'll just say 50.
50? Okay. All right, the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT.
35.
Donald Trump.
40?
Okay, public schools.
I'll say it's like 65.
65? Your local school board?
We'll say 50.
50? Critical race theory or CRT?
0.
0? Okay, public school teachers?
Say like, we'll 50 on that.
50? And then Black Lives Matter or BLM?
30.
30. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, then, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say just fair. I did a lot of private schooling, but I did some public. So we'll just say good. Or
just
fair,
right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, and would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
We'll say staying the same.
Staying the same. All right. Okay, sir. And how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Okay, please rate me each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means it's not important at all, okay?
I have to go.
Hello?